City Current, produced by Dakota Media Access. In-depth discussion with Bismarck and Mandan city officials. Watch on Government Access Channel 602 HD or listen on KDAC 102.5 FM. Always local, always current.
Welcome to another edition of Mandan City Current. It's Wednesday, December 20th. I'm Mary Van Sickle, and we are here in the studios at Dakota Media Access today. Always along with Jim Neubauer, city administrator,
good morning,
our special
Mary.
Good morning, Jim, and our good special guest is Commissioner Shauna Laver.
Thank you, Mary.
Thanks
it's a
for coming
to be here.
In. Oh, I'm so glad you're here. We had a short commission meeting last night, but we have a lot of topics to talk about today. But what I thought we'd start with, since you're our special guest today, is your portfolio, Commissioner Laver, and we have a website we can pop up here too at cityofmandan.com, where all the commissioners have their own web page, but you have a web page and it shows your portfolios and that what you oversee, so to speak, as a city commissioner.
Yeah, it's always interesting and fun. Whenever we have an election, we kind of reshuffle everybody's workload. And at the last election a couple of years ago, at that cycle, I got the public works portfolio, and that has been an interesting and challenging change, and taking over for that and really understanding the issues that come with public works and forestry and water and sewer lines it definitely makes you a better leader, I think, when you have that intimate knowledge of what's going on in each department.
Yeah, so. And public works, that's a big one.
It
no
is.
Doubt. I was looking at the list. You also have municipal courts, and then, of course, all the utilities. But there is something missing on your portfolio list. I just
Why
noticed.
Is Dakota Media Access not on there?
My goodness, as we're looking at that right now, I think.
I just realized that myself.
Duly noted.
Yes. So you need to add that. That would be great. Dakota
yes.
Media Access, you've been our commissioner since you've been elected and sitting in on our board meetings. And we really appreciate your support all the time when you come in and help us move forward. So
yeah, we left that one off just so you would have something to
so we'd have something to talk
about
here. Yeah. So we'll move on to the agenda from last night. And there were, again, not a lot of items, but we want to cover all what we can. And one of the things was voting locations that came up on your consent agenda. But you did pull that off the consent agenda just for some clarity. And because Burley County has gone through a recent discussion on voting locations, it's kind of a hot topic right now.
Yeah. You know, Mary, I think it's important that people, because when you do it on a consent agenda, you really have to pull up the entire agenda to understand what are we talking about. So I want to make sure that it was very clear to the public that everywhere you've gone to vote in the past is still your location. Go ahead and go there, and that'll be the right way to do it for this cycle in June. So I think it's a good thing that people know. And of course, voting is important for all of us. So.
Yes. And this would apply then to the June 12th election that will be coming up, the primary.
Yep. And we also have this information on, it'll be linked on the City of Mandan's website at cityofmandan.com and also on the Morton County website. So if people are interested, again, there hasn't been a change in the voting locations, but we will have those on our websites. Mm-hmm. If you have any questions or if you're new to the area or you are a new voter.
Yeah.
It'll be there and tell you where to go.
Well, and as the date gets closer, as the primary gets closer, we'll talk about it again and be a little more specific about voting locations.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But that leads us into another issue that we've talked about before, and that's the elections themselves and people running for office. Your term will be coming up, and you'll be... We're going to put her on the spot.
It is my intention to run again. The learning curve for this particular job is steep, and I just feel like I've gotten my sea legs and I understand the role and the function and how I can be a better advocate for our community. And so I would like the opportunity to run again, and
Excellent.
We'll see how it all pans out. But I'm excited to run again.
And that's wonderful. Dennis Rohr is also up for re-election. Do I understand that? Or his
that's
term
right.
will
his
be
term
coming
is up for re- mm-hmm. his position is up for re-election.
We shouldn't assume anything
right.
there.
Right. Yep.
So we have two positions then on the Mandan City Commission that will
Correct.
be up for re-election or election. So candidates can move forward, and as the first of the year, we can people can start circulating petitions. But it isn't just city commission. Obviously, the primaries are involving potentially school board, park district, legislators.
Right, Mary. I think county. That all of I think there's a primary election for the county coming up. Again, we encourage folks to go to our website, and that'll link you to the Secretary of State's website, or even Martin County website. We'll send you over to the Secretary of State's office. You can find out all of the deadlines that you need to know about, the filing requirements for the city commission. You know, you can start circulating your petitions after the first of the year. We encourage folks to please make sure that for City of Mandan residents, only City of Mandan residents can sign that petition. If you're running for a City of Mandan commission seat or a park board seat, it's important to know that. And also to make sure that whoever you have signing or circulating those petitions for you must complete everything, your full name, your address, your zip code, and things like that, or those addresses will be invalid and they're crossed out. That's why we ask you to, in essence, get more signatures than the legal requirement so that, you know, if you've got 400 signatures, you're pretty safe that 300 of them will be good.
Yeah.
But again, that's the candidates.
There's some details. There's some homework. And again, the Secretary of State is the authority on that. You can get there through your website as well. But the North Dakota Secretary of State's office, vote.nd.gov.
Yep. And we always, one of the main questions that comes up during campaign time, and that'll usually happen after April 9th, I believe, or is the deadline, is, you know, your where do you put your yard signs and things like that? And we say they can't be in the public right-of-way, so we encourage everyone to put them on the home side of your sidewalk. And usually that is pretty safe advice. And if you have questions, please ask us, and if make sure that you get permission from the property owner to do so. But we'll talk about that probably in April or May.
Let's do that. Moving on the consent agenda last night, there was a transfer of a liquor license on Main Street, went from one side of the street to the other.
Right.
Can you explain a little bit of what's
going on? Well, a couple months ago, Stacy Sturm and her partners had looked at one of the buildings in downtown Mandan for a kind of a, I think, an upscale mixed drink, Thomas and Moriarty's, I believe, if I'm saying that correctly, to do a, you know, an upscale
cocktail
and food lounge. I think you called it charcuterie.
Charcuterie. Serves charcuterie there.
Sounds awesome.
Sounds like we were pretty sophisticated today with our charcuterie. The building that they were looking at would have needed some fire suppression controls in it, and therefore they looked right across the street and they found a building that will suit their needs and already has a fire suppression system built in it. And so I think we're looking at them within the next few weeks, potentially opening. And like I said, I think maybe by the first of the year sometime they should be ready to go.
Moving right along then. Just a technicality, had to move across the street and ready to go.
Points out some issues with when people are looking at buildings in which they want to conduct a business in. Make sure you're checking with the building officials and your fire officials and things like that in case of what you're doing needs different coats.
And that the original structure, the building they were looking at, is very old. One of the original buildings on Main Street, as I understand.
Yes.
Yeah. So, all right. Another issue on your consent agenda last night was talking about fence replacement along the BNSF Railroad area in the Beanery Park, Dykeshorn Park area. So that's something that's been worked on for a long time. This looks like the final leg of that fencing.
Yep. When we issued the settlement with Burlington Northern and installed a lot of remediation equipment downtown, and we installed quite a bit of white vinyl or almond-colored vinyl fence to kind of make the area look a little bit nicer and block some of the issues from the rail yard. And it's also a protection thing for safety purposes.
Sure.
We've been behind the depot and the Beanery and Dykeshorn Park. Part of the discussions we've had at our community beautification committee are how do we clean this area up? And so the proposal has been to put some, there's existing 5-foot high chain link fence back there now in the Dykeshorn Park area. There used to be a lot of vines growing on the fence. Those vines have since been, they have died. And we're looking at, again, replacing that with behind the depot and the beanery with some 5-foot-high black vinyl fence, black aluminum fence that you can see through, and kind of like a wrought iron fence back there, only it'll be aluminum instead of iron. And going west from the beanery to the band shell will be a similar white vinyl fence that we have on the east side of the beanery.
Yeah, we have a little shot of this up on the screen, and unfortunately for our radio listeners, they won't be able to see that, but it gives you a little bit of a visual on what the objective is, and that the objective is primarily to put in this white vinyl or almond-colored.
Yep,
vinyl is just more attractive than chain-link fence. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep. We've been real lucky. The Man in Progress organization has made some improvements in the beanery into Heritage Plaza in that area. We think the black aluminum will fit in real nice, and we've talked to those folks. And again, we've also approached BNSF for a cost share, and they've agreed to contribute to part of the project. So we're happy to have those folks as partners.
And, yes, just a good aesthetic and improves that whole area.
Interesting. People like to look at the trains, and we understand that. In Bismarck, the old Fiesta Villa, used to hear the trains rumble past. In Mandan with the rail yard, the trains don't move that fast. They're moving a little slower, so you can see some of the artwork.
Well, Mandan started as a railroad town, and that railroad yard is huge back there. I think most people don't understand what's behind that fence, and it is really interesting.
People like to look and watch, so that's why another reason we're using the aluminum fence behind the depot beanery, so people can stand back there and look at the trains.
So you think springtime
we're looking at? Correct.
Okay. Oh, that'd be nice. Moving on to new business on your agenda, last night a couple of projects moved forward on the Strip, Memorial Highway, one of them being Grand Junction Subway operation over on the very, very west end or the east end of the highway. That's going to be nice. They're a big operation here up in North Bismarck. Really nice shop.
I think Commissioner Labor was on the board when we implemented the 1% rebate on new restaurants a couple of years ago. And we are seeing some of the fruits of that labor and those policies come to a head this summer with the announcement of several new eating places in Mandan, which we are really excited about. The Grand Junction Subs is one of the pieces of that puzzle in Memorial Square Shopping Center on the east end of the Strip. So we're looking at them, I think, in February, March. They will be opening.
Nice.
And so we're pretty pleased with that.
That was a sales tax rebate and an interest buy-down last night that the commission approved.
Yeah. So, And I think it's important. That's something that the people in our community really wanted was additional places to eat, more variety. And I think that those kinds of rebates and incentives have really helped to make that availability more feasible for those kinds of restaurants. And I'm also excited to have, another place to go. So this is going to be a fun thing for our community.
Well, didn't Ellen Huber talk last night about how long this discussion is going on with just this one group? So these projects take a while to get to the table.
Yep, I think the one thing that she pointed out last night, and we see that from the inside of the operations, and we hear the public ask for, well, why don't we have this and why don't we have that? Here's the Grand Junction Subs that we approached us, and we had discussions with them starting in essence a year ago. And so now we are finally seeing that come to fruition. So, from our standpoint, we need to have patience on some of these things. And from the public standpoint, from the time we receive an announcement, we're interested in Mandan. It does take quite a while for sometimes those business owners to find the right location, find the right building, and away we go. But we're really pleased to have them come into town. And I know that Colton Schultz, the owner, is pretty excited to be in that location, too.
Yeah, so. And continuing on Memorial Highway, then, there's another storefront improvement project going on there with Mastel's.
Right. Mastel's Dairy Products, I think they have. It's interesting because Terry Mastel has been in, and he said, well, gee, I didn't realize how bad my buildings looked till I actually took a look at them. And we see that with a lot of folks that say when someone brings something to their attention, they've been going to the same place of business for year after year after year, and then all of a sudden you just take a step back and look and go, wow, everybody else around me
your neighbors start
really
sprucing
nice
up
things, and maybe it's time for me to do this. And I think Terry came to that conclusion, and last night the commission approved a recommendation from the growth fund that they provide some storefront improvement money to help Terry with the two buildings that he has out on the strip.
We're flashing up some pictures of the after
Yeah. Right. So
proposed we
had,
building.
We had approved the one on the picture on the left, but we had approved that storefront improvement project on a previous commission meeting. So this one really ties both of his buildings together aesthetically, and I think it'll make for a great experience for the people who are driving by. It'll just make the whole area look fresh.
It continues to change over there, and I think that one of the elements that really adds a lot is always, and we've talked about this before, is the landscaping. You can see it in this shot as well. Mm-hmm. It really does make a difference.
And with all of our storefront improvement projects, there is a landscaping piece of it that we're saying, all right, if the city's going to contribute funds to this in forgivable loan, which is a storefront improvement project, there needs to be some elements of greenscape and things like that. And you can see evidence of that on the strip, on the projects that have been done. And even in some of the downtown projects, you know, they've done some greenery. Fettig Millwork is in the process of completing theirs soon.
Right. And the landscaping isn't just for aesthetics. It's also for stormwater management. So it really makes a difference. And this all is being influenced, too, by your beautification committee.
Yep.
I got a pretty active group over there, very committed. They were in front of you last night as well. And the commission made some appointments, new appointments to that board.
Yep. We go through, I think the last couple of times, you know, we've done this show, we've talked about the committee appointments, and we put out the call for committee members in usually October, November. As terms come to a close in December, there's a 30-day period. You know, shoot us in your information, express your interest in the committee. The committees then will meet and make recommendations up to the commission for their approval. Last night we had two of those recommendations, both from the Community Beautification Committee and the Architectural Review Committee made appointments. I think Commissioner Labor will echo my thoughts on, you know, we have several committees in the city, and when we put out a call for volunteers, we usually have a very good response, and we're real happy with that from that standpoint.
Because the quality of your volunteers, it really reflects on your community, and what they bring to the table is invaluable. You know, those other perspectives and people who really want to be involved in your community are going to be action for change, and we want to make sure that we're thriving and evolving and continuing on the best path. So having those input and having such a good response. I mean, the last few we've had have just been an amazing response, where it's difficult when you're sitting on the committee, like on planning and zoning, where you're evaluating the applicants and you're like, oh my gosh, this is a lot of people who are very well qualified, who would be, you know, each of them would bring something amazing to the table. And it's hard. You always want to please apply again for anything else because we want you. It's just, there's not enough spots for everybody, but
it's a good problem to have.
It is.
It's a very good issue to have. And we tell folks, just because you may not be recommended for this committee, there are several other opportunities for you to get involved. And sometimes that's a stepping stone for, you know, Shauna was involved in the Planning and Zoning Commission before she became a city commissioner. So sometimes it's let me get my feet wet on this. I don't want to go through an election process, but I want to see what this is about. You know, our committees consist generally of staff members and citizens at large, because we really, as staff members, sometimes we can put our blinders on and go about our way. We
just think, get her done.
Get her done. But with the community, the citizens at large sometimes bring a much broader perspective to us. And that's, we think that's a really good thing.
It's so a great way to get your feet wet.
Absolutely.
So to speak, if you are considering the elections. So,
yep.
Yeah. Well, we'll move off the agenda. We have other things that we can talk about, and one of them is the S word. The snow is coming in, and we keep touching on this, and we've been kind of avoiding snow for a while. And just to remind our listeners, we are recording this on Wednesday, December 20th, and as of yet, not really much snow, although they're saying today or tomorrow that it's going to start flying. So, again, the message is, Get your campers
and trailers and boats and anything else you have on the streets, off the streets. Also that we, you know, I think, you know, the forecast changes from hour to hour to hour to hour. Generally, we will send the plows out when there's 3 to 4 inches of snow. That's generally what we do.
Yeah.
Like I said, Sanders will probably be out because I think there's some ice expected with this storm that's moving in. But again, The more vehicles we get off the street, the easier it is for city crews to move around, and even the general public can move around a little easier if the streets become icy and your trailers and campers are off the streets. So,
and also coming up very soon is a switch in your garbage collection. And we've talked about this the last couple of times we've been together as well, about the new totes that have already been delivered by Armstrong Sanitation.
Right. We have, there's a picture of the tote right now, there's a 96-gallon tote. That's a fine-looking tote, I think, up there, but fine picture. I'm not sure who took that or not.
Right.
I might have an idea. Totes have been delivered. If you had requested a 64-gallon tote, the smaller size, I believe Armstrong had to order in the neighborhood of 200 of them. They may not have all been delivered, the smaller totes, mm-hmm. yet, but if you had a big tote, you should have that. People have been using them for last, I think, since mid-November when they were delivered. As of the first of the year, all your garbage should be going in the tote.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the one with the Armstrong logo on the side will be picked up on your normal garbage day by the, I think they call them the one-armed bandits, the automated collection system. Sure. And the recycle continues to be every other week on your same day as your garbage.
Yes. And speaking of recycling, since we're talking trash, we might as well keep on this same vein. You have new calendars for recycling for coming up for 2018, and those have been published and are on your website. I think we have a shot of that, but they are on the website, cityofmandan.gov.
New calendars there,
sorry.
Some tips.
There you go.
On recycling.
Yeah.
And, you know, what we're telling folks is, you know, over Christmas, you know, our contract through Armstrong, you know, you can put your Christmas stuff out, you know, on the side of your garbage can this year, next year. Starting January 1 of 2018, they will only pick up what's inside the can. Mm. And so, like I said, the other stuff we're saying, you know, please go through it because there may be some items in there that could go in your recycle container that you maybe decided not to. So kind of filter, think about that in the new year as we like to encourage folks to recycle as much as possible.
Besides your website, is there other places people receive these calendars? Do they also...
That is, you can download them or you can, like I said, go on the website. The recycle calendar really hasn't changed.
Okay.
So you're kind of like the odd number houses are 1 week and the even numbers the next week, but it's every 2 weeks. But
I think to Mary's question, there's also many of them printed out at the City Hall.
Yep.
So if you want to pick a paper one up, we did print some and they are available.
Put them on your refrigerator.
Absolutely.
So recycling, the calendar for recycling or the frequency of pickup is every other week. Your garbage collection is every week, correct?
Same day. Yes.
Same day, just every other week for the recycling.
And to clarify, you should put your recycling and your regular trash pickup bins 5 feet apart because they are two different vendors and they can't be too close. They need to pick up the can that they're there for. So
interesting.
And also with the holidays coming, a lot of the packaging, a lot of, you know, your Christmas wrapping, that can all be recycled. So yeah, if there's any way for you to put that in a different bag and go put it in your recycling tote, I think that would be better for everyone.
Yeah, well, we're on Christmas. What about the Christmas trees? What's the recommendation to dispose of the Christmas trees?
Always a good time.
Yes, your live Christmas trees, which will probably not be live by the time you're ready to dispose of them, can be taken to the grass collection site, which is just south of Sitting Bull Bridge on 1806 or right near the dog park. Not in the dog park, but near the dog park is the area for your live tree disposal. And we're also, you know, that's also the main collection site. If, you know, we delivered your 96 or 64 gallon totes from Armstrong, if you want to dispose of your garbage cans that you had been using, you can deposit those there. We've got a couple of dumpsters there that if you want to toss them in, then we'll just take them to the landfill for you. And those will be available, I think through February of this year. So like I said, if folks decide that, they're taking too much room in my garage, I don't want to have my other garbage cans anymore, we'll dispose of them for you.
Okay.
Yep.
Easy enough.
Absolutely.
Also coming up very soon, New Year's Eve. Well, and
always
Mandan allows
fireworks
on New Year's Eve.
Correct. Only December 31st.
Okay.
You can shoot fireworks off, And like I said, that is the only day that you can do those in that month. And I think it's till, I can't remember what time, I apologize.
It'll be on your
1 in the morning on the website. And it was also in our newsletter that went out, and that is also on our website. But again, fireworks are allowed. We did consult with the Morton County Emergency Management about the burn ban that had been in effect and the dry conditions. You know, obviously their information to us is, yes, you can do fireworks. And I think we're going to get some precipitation to help out those things here in the coming days.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yep.
We kind of gotten to the end of our time together, but I did want to mention two more things. First of all, there's a Planning and Zoning Committee meeting tonight, do I understand?
Correct, yes. We moved the date, but not the time, just to accommodate for the holidays. So okay. It'll be tonight at 5:15 we'll be meeting.
Okay, and those are always open to the public. Mm-hmm. We do televise those meetings as well, but just want to mention that. Mm-hmm. Also, you mentioned to me, Jim, that you have a virtual tour.
Yes.
Of the Downtown Subarea Study. KLJ has put together this virtual tour for the city of Mandan, and this is this
right.
fairly new?
Through the Metropolitan Planning Organization, we've been working for probably over a year on the Mandan Downtown Subarea Study, which is a transportation plan on how are things working downtown in the downtown area, what changes could possibly you make to make things move more efficiently. And again, this is a transportation, and that includes all forms of transportation, not just vehicles. It's also pedestrian, it's bikes and things like that. Mm-hmm. So
there's various different views on this virtual tour. You can maneuver around, and we would do that, but it takes a little while to load. So we'll
right.
just let people go to the website, the cityofmandan.com.
Yep. I think the information on the downtown alternatives would be downtownmandan.com, I believe.
Okay.
Or do a Google search on downtown Mandan. You'll be able to pull up some of the alternatives that, you know, we had a survey go out the last time there was a presentation to the city commission. Very, very good response rates from that survey. And in turn, what we've tried to do is say, all right, some people really like bike lanes and some people really don't like bike lanes. And there's a very definitive yay or nay on that. And we said, well, it's not all about bike lanes. It's about other amenities and things like that to move traffic and move people and bicycle riders more efficiently. Whether you encourage people to ride bike downtown or decide not to, that'll be a decision for later. But we wanted to give folks a really good feel for what those things might look like. So if you go onto the alternatives, there's some pictures, there's some drone shots, and really, what would it look like if they're on the west end of Main Street in particular, if you had, a bike lane on the south side and three lanes of traffic? Mm-hmm. And also, there's another way to determine or look, get a good feel on what if we just did parking on the south side of Main Street, which a lot of people have told us we really like the idea of parking on the south side. Mm-hmm. And still have three lanes in the middle, and what would that look like, and what would it feel like? So, again, the survey has been closed now for a while, but as a result of that, we've heard folks really to get a better idea of what those things look like, rather than lines on a map and on a page. This really, puts you down on that street, and we'll show you what it looks like.
Yeah, well, it's really helpful, and gives you a real good idea of what's going on and what could happen in the downtown area. We'll talk about it again in the future. I think we'll find a little quicker way to wander around in there. And we can go there. But we're out of time for this episode. Thanks for coming in. Merry Christmas to you both.
Merry Christmas.
So much for coming
Thanks
in.
Thanks for having us again.
Thank you.
Come back soon.
Yes,
so.
I appreciate it.
And thank you for tuning in to this edition of City Current.
For more information on what was discussed in this episode of City Current, visit cityofmandan.com. Or call 701-667-3215. If you have any suggestions, comments, or issues you'd like addressed in future City Current episodes, contact us at info@freetv.org. This program airs on Government Access Channel 2 and 602 in HD, or on KDAC 102.5 FM radio. It's also available as a podcast on kdacfm.org and as a video viewing link at freetv.org. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of City Current.